FC United started brightly with Daniel Maynard creating two chances in the first 2 minutes. Warrington responded with a couple of early chances of their own before taking the lead in the 10th minute when Dylan Glass, who had been a thorn in the FC side in last season's St Bride's clash, controlled a long kick from Tony Vaughan in the home goal and ran on to shoot across Josh Broadbent and in at the far post. The game-changing moment was a decision in the 18th minute that only the referee could understand, as Kyle Callagher was sent off. An FC move had broken down in midfield and Warrington played the ball forward, beyond the FC back four. Kyle chased back with Warrington's James Anderson. The slightly stronger home player was winning the tussle and was happy to get a shot away, but disappointed to see Broadbent make the save and no more than that. The referee, however, then decided to blow for a free kick and issue Kyle Callagher with a red card, despite being on the wrong side of play to see any contact and despite a lack of protest from any Warrington player over the incident. Unfortunately, the home side doubled their lead in the 51st minute. A hopeful ball looked to be running through to Broadbent on the edge of his area, only to hold up in a strong wind, forcing him to come out to head the ball. Sadly, a poor header was returned with interest as Christopher Bendel eventually fired home. FC responded well. 2 minutes later, Yusuf wriggled into space to provide a chance which Kane Hughes fired over. Kane made amends a minute later, pouncing on a loose ball created by persistent harrying by Andy Lee to make it 2-1. The two-goal cushion was quickly restored after a breakdown Warrington's left provided a cross which found Oliver Wells on the edge of the box. His first-time drive back across Broadbent nestled into the corner of the goal. On 60 minutes, in a period where the youth were peppering Warrington's goal, Kane Hughes set up Yusuf for his first of the afternoon, making it 3-2. So, victory and 3 points went to the home side, and it was clear for all to see that the two sides would continue to slug it out for the title.